Blog Talk Radio.
And sisters, welcome to another
episode of #ShedanRadio.com, #TV.com, and always the Archangel Michael in the house. Welcome, brothers. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another special episode of #ShedanRadio Live, broadcasted live from the heart on April 23rd, 2016. It's 8 p.m. in Los Angeles, California, the city of angels. That's where we want to talk about some of the experiences that we had at the City of Angels with a great star, or a great soul, you know, rather, that rest in peace, our beloved brother Prince. That it's not really gone at all. I mean, it's just it went left from one form to another. That's all. And we're gonna talk about some of the connection with them. But anyway, it's such a an honor to be here today, brothers and sisters, in this amazing time of great transformation. And the never before got so involved into the political also aspects of any many time before, and it's really exciting, you know, to I'm feeling the burn. I'm feeling the burn, baby, and I hope many of you guys are, you know, most of the of the awakened people, of the people that have, you know, have enough, and are based in love, you know, because when you can have enough, and then you can be based in hate, like with the people from another group. They're, you know, based on all their motivation is hate, hating this group or that other group. And the deal here with our brother Bernie Sanders, okay? With Bernie Sanders, it's all about love. It's all about love. That's it. That's it. That just about love. And that is what is very important to emphasize, that this time it's incredibly important for every man, woman, and child on earth. This is the fight for our existence, not just of our existence as individuals, but as a civilization, okay? As a civilization, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, that we're, you know... I'm talking about connecting more with Mother Earth, about connecting more than Mother Earth, just like our beloved brothers Native Americans have taught us and have, you know, done it for millennia. And thanks for groups like that this earth is still alive and is still, you know, good enough to provide life for you, brother or sister, and to every biological being. So right now, she called for help. She called for help, okay? She called for help, and that's why you came, every single one of you. Okay? This is not going to be talking about, you know, supernatural stuff. I'm just going to come right down to earth where you are, okay? Even though we are all, you know, spatial beings, let's put it that way, that's why we're all here. And that's why, you know, every single one of every single brother and our sister is here, okay? Precisely to, you know, share all this amazing light, all this tsunami of light and tsunami of love. And people like Prince, okay? Like our brother Prince, that he had so much love for humanity, so much to share, so much talent. And as, you know, he mentioned, he was, you know, able to tap into that source that we all have. And that's what he, you know, wanted you to know, brother and sister. Okay? That's what he wanted you to know. And it's right now. And it was incredible time. And I call on my divine beloved, I am that I am, that I am, that I am. Ashtar Shea. Sheran, Sheran, Ashtar, 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 Sheran, Ashtar, Sheran, 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 Ashtar, 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 Sheran, Ashtar, Sheran, 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 Ashtar, 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 Sheran. Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai Sebayat, Kodoish, Kodomish, Adonai Sebayat, and pillars of light, and capsules of divine light, being with you for those that with open hearts and with open minds to receive this information and to receive this love and this wisdom, okay? That is only for those that are willing to accept it, okay? It's not trying to force anything on anyone. I am here as an individual soul and as well as a collective soul of humanity that I represent every single one of you as oneness. Just like our brother Prince right now, he can, you know, communicate through me and through you and to my loved one or to every single one that is willing to connect to the source and to become one with him and with everyone that is on the other side of the veil. And that's what we all can, vibrate in the energy of love and the energy of gratefulness and the energy of oneness. When there is no hate, when there is only love and only L-O-V-E, that's it. That's it, brother and sister. I don't care what religion you are. My religion is love. That's it. Period. Plain and simple. That's it. That's my religion. Only love. Only love, because as you can imagine, you know, there's so many religions. They have, you know, their own agenda and their own. My religion is love, and I'm here to share love to you, you know, regardless if you say, you know, give me a donation or not. If you give me a donation, I'm going to be so grateful forever, and I'm going to, you know, obviously be, you know, always have you in mind, you know, list and keep you informed. You know, you go to weraallone.com and or weareallonemovie.com and or galacticfl.com, like galactic, F like federation, L like light.com. Okay, then you're gonna see just the Chemovie. You can leave a donation. Ask, you know, if you want to send, ask a question to our brother Prince. Hey, go ahead. Or you want to ask a question to our brother Jesus. I might be able to get you an answer. No guarantee, but it might be, you know, possible. So I send you light and love that everything is possible. everything is possible. So if you believe it enough, we can make it possible. That's what I can say. If you believe it enough, we can make it possible. I cannot guarantee it, because I cannot guarantee it from your side, if you are going to be a believer or not. But I'm telling you, this is the time to believe in what you really, I'm going to leave you here with a great soul that is going to be talking about something, you know, very important. And here is, brothers and sisters, without further ado, here is our brother, my brother from another mother, and from the same, actually from the same Mother Earth, and from the same Father God, okay? Prince for you, brother, with, check it out.
When I saw the David Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I showed to everybody that comes on the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that. They know more about all of us, because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And, you know, that's cool. A jet just... And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And you know everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard, and I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it, because I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born in the United States of the Red, White, and Blue, and we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants. You know, when I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise. Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks. But don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know.
We're indentured servants. We got a black president now?
Well, I don't vote. I have nothing to do with it. I got no dog in that race.
And for those who would cuss me out and slap me in person if I didn't ask you why.
Well, the reason why is because I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and we've never voted. And seems like he means well. Prophecy is what we all have to go by now. It's very interesting. I did a sold-out concert in London. We played 21 nights in a row, and all the concerts sold out. When I would watch television over there, and you'd see the United Nations feed, the direct feed from the United Nations, you'd hear them talk a lot about religion. You'd hear the Bible mentioned constantly. This is not what we're used to in the United States. It's almost as though there's no need for God, and no need for religion and justice in politics, separation of church and state over here. We can't have a separation of state and morality, though. And, you know, songs like Dreamer and even Feel Good, it's the same thing.
I got good news and bad news. The bad news first. It's not like ending on good news. The bad news is I'm out of time for this show. The good news is I think that if I lean on my friendship, I might be able to get Prince to stick around for like another 12 minutes. And if you tune into this program tomorrow night, we can finish our conversation. It's never over, but we'll continue it. Talking about these other 3 songs from the new CD, Lotus Flower, at lotusflower.com. You can get, I want to ask you about these other 3 songs tomorrow night. And then this fine artist that we referenced earlier, you can take five anyway, you won't take it. This fine artist you referenced earlier in this conversation, Bria Valente. Oh, yes. Bria will join us tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow night, part 2 of our conversation with Prince, and Bria Valente with us tomorrow night as well. She's one of the 3 CDs in this new Lotus Flower package of three CDs. Prince, thank you for coming on. Thank you.
All right. So that's so that's what's going on, brothers and sisters. That's what the brother you know, please wanted to tell us, you know, about Dick Gregory, you know what I mean, that is very important. You know, he was talking about the Kimper. So do your own research about that. It, you know, it's really happening. It's just like one of many issues that happen in the world. It's time to wake up, brother and sister. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems. I'm telling you, you've been lied to all your life. The governments of the world, they've been lied to you for everything, for thousands and thousands of years. The church, everything, most of the Bible is a lie. You know, they manufactured around, like, for instance, God is only love. He never hated anyone. And they put all those things, all that hate in the Bible. Okay? So there's a lot of things. There's a story that the prince said, you know, the prince told his mom, and then he said that when he was little, and he told him, you know, prince told his mom, he said, I'm not going to have epilepsy anymore. And the mom said, how come here? And the prince answered, because the angel told me. So back then when he was already a kid, he was, you know, a little kid, he was already connecting with the angels. He was already having that connection that is natural and should be natural for everybody. It should be natural for everybody. And it's he wants you, you know, to know, you know, to know that there is love, you know, there is amazing love on the other side and everywhere. There is not as you may heard that it's all this, you know, everything is a co-creation of our own fears, you know, our own focus. So whatever you believe is co-created. So be careful that everything is okay, you know. All your loved ones are okay, even if they passed. They want to be okay. They took just another form in another dimension, in another reality. But they, you know, doing, you know, the same thing. They're having entertainment. They're having their time for, you know, to have tea or to have, you know, a good conversation with some friends. You know, they have time for creativity. You know what I mean? So he wants you to know that there's love and that there is and there's definitely, you know, the source, you know, God that we all are. You know what I mean? So, and that he always, he loved, you know, Jesus, you know, as I do, you know, he's my brother, and I do, you know, love my brother, you know, Yeshua, you know, Lord Sananda, you know, whatever you want to, he's here, and he's, you know, becoming one with all of us, you know, he came over a couple thousand years ago. You know, my brother Jesus, that you know as Jesus Christ, but it's, you know, I know him also as Yeshua or as Lord Sananda. You know, it's been, with my beloved I Am, we've been partners for millennia. You know, I have, you know, some memory of living over 2,000 years ago as Ishmael. If you look in the Bible, I'm there. The one is speaking, the same soul. I was there. I was Ishmael, and I was during the time of Jesus, and I was hanging out with my brother Jesus, with Mary Magdalene, and with all the apostles. Okay, but it's okay. You don't have to believe me. I know, and I can feel. I know my truth. You know your truth to your heart, brother and sister, and you know, it's always knows better. You know your heart. You know should know what what you wish to know. You just have to really focus on the love and not in the fear, okay? Because there's two different things that can affect you. You know, the you focus too much on the fear mongering. You know what I mean? And or on the love, the sense that we are all participants of this film. You know, I'm a filmmaker. I mean, not if I invite everyone to see a film. A film at the W like William, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Capo, L like Lola, L like Lola, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, E like Edward.com. Okay? WERALLONE.com. Or you can also go to GoFundMe.com/ WERALLONE. Okay, you can watch a great film, directed and produced by an amazing soul, and that it's free for you to watch. But for those that you know, they appreciate our work and the work of the maker, of the filmmaker, you could leave a donation. That would be awesome. If not, you know, it's okay. We are all on, or please help Bernie Sanders. You know, please also help Bernie Sanders at their website, berniesanders.com. Help him out. You know, he really needs some help right now, and it's we are in the kind of like the there's a lot of electoral fraud going on. It, you know, everything is playing out. You know, I just want you to know, brother and sister, to stay, you know, as positive as you can possibly be, because, you know, the time it's now for just stay informed and being, you know, as positive as possible, because, you know, you can just, you know, easily be confused by the negativity that you might be focusing on. So, for instance, I ask you, like the teachers of the masters say, you know, shared by our beloved, you know, sister, you know, Madeline Laros, they said that surrender to love. You know, surrender to love, brother and or sister. In each moment, you have the power to heal lifetimes of wounds, lifetimes of heartaches and misery, lifetimes of misunderstandings and experiences of treason, as you surrender to love, because love is the ultimate healer. Love will take you to your advancement. When you surrender to love, you will delight in discovering how truly safe you are. Brother and our sister, how all the struggles have simply been recycling and allowing you time, giving you opportunity to choose again. You know, every moment is a chance to turn it all around. You know what I mean? Are you following me? Every moment, every instant, you can turn it all around. Don't believe that, I'm sacrificed for the rest of my life. I'm doing this. No, you can change anything that you don't like. Anything that you're not happy about, in any instant, you can turn it all around, okay? Because there is a wife also standing by, ready and willing with ease to show you the ropes as you surrender to love. There's help. You're never alone, brother and or sister. Never, ever. Your most beloved ancestors are all surrounding you right now. Your most beloved, you know, like I have my mother, my own mother, the one who gave birth to me, is my, you know, guardian angel, as well as my own father. You know what I mean? They're my guardian angels for doing the job that I'm doing. I need some, you know, protection, and they are, and I trust them, as well as my beloved I am, you know, Archangel Michael, and I have all these angels around me holding hands at all times, and therefore I co-create it, okay? Just like abracadabra, you co-create what you say. What you say, you co-create. That's what abracadabra means, okay? Abracadabra, What you say, you co-create. So watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, okay? You need not to figure anything out from the mental capacity. You only need to surrender to love. You don't need to be an intelligent, you know, person. You don't need to read books and read and study. All you have to do is surrender to love. And you do that. Get on your knees right now and surrender to love. Surrender to yourself. I'm not telling you to surrender to me. Surrender to your own God self, brother and or sister. Surrender to the love that you are and leave the ego behind. Leave the ego behind. Leave the ego behind. They go behind and say these three words every single day, like I do. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive everything and everybody. What can I say? Even those, you know, dark souls, you know, playing, you know, dark games around. But you know what that is? Their time is up and the game is over for them. Now is the time for the good one to make our dreams come true. To be absolutely, you know, overwhelmed with gifts and wishes come true and divinity and blessing for all that believe. I send your rainbow blessings from my heart to your heart for those that believe in the light that you are, believe in the star that you are, believe in the divinity that you are because you are what you believe. Okay? Let go. Let go is a very simple, you know, pair of words. Let go. Let you really let go pain, to let go, you know, guilt, to let go all these addictions and to let go all this sorrow and you know. Let go. Brother and sister, because this is the time. This is the time to let go and you'll be clear. Karma is free. You're karma free no matter what you did. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you did. I don't judge you and neither do, you know, God. Doesn't judge you at all, my brother Jesus or Mother Mary or Mary Magdalene or no one. No one judges you on the other side of the veil where there's love. Only love. Only pure love. Love, brother and sister. There's no judgment. There's no judgment in love. Love conquers all. Love conquers all in the divine love. When you're able to feel that divine love for your most, you know, precious loved ones, your children, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. We are all brothers and sisters. We're all connected. And this is the time to let go of this prejudice that some people and some candidates trying to separate you into groups and tell you to hate the other and to hate and to build walls or to whatever. Forget about it. Let's build love into everyone. Let's build, you know, a tsunami of love all over the earth. With every darkness will be turned into light. When there's not gonna be no borders no more, okay? There's only gonna be love for everybody and help. In resources and abundance for everybody. I agree and declare, I let go, and therefore I receive. Therefore, we're gonna now. I'm gonna allow everything that I ever dream of, because I deserve it, and I allow it. I allow it because I let go. I forgive. I forgive myself, which is the hardest of all. I forgave myself for everything that I thought I was guilty, and I forgave myself for everything, and therefore I forgot it. I forgave everybody else. I forgot what they did. Just forget about anything. Just focus on the good. Just focus on the good and live the now moment. Forget about the past and forget about the future. Because the past is past, the future is going. So leave the moment right now. Leave the now moment so you can allow the now, then allow the now moment and the now to become your dreams come true right now. Because that's where you're at. That's what you're at right now. To make all your dreams come true, it's up to you. And it's up to every single one that allows the new to come into every single one of us. Okay? It's just allow. Because if you don't allow, it doesn't happen. You have to accept it and therefore allow it. Okay? So please, brother and or sister, allow. Allow the blessing to come to you like never before. Because this is the time of divine transformation inside and out. We're being transformed never before. We're completely being, you know, transformed from, you know, caterpillars to amazing, angelic, galactic, multi-dimensional butterflies. And only those that are open will be able to do it. And here's our brother Bernie Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, from New York. Elections and that has happened in Arizona, that has happened, you know, in New York now, and now it's important for the people to speak up and to don't allow for any more you know injustice, you know, to happen. I mean, this is the time. We are the ones we've been waiting for, and you know, we the people. You know, deserve the truth. You know, deserve. You know, like this. You know, sister. You know, Susan Sarandon. She tells the truth by being in this. You know, interview. It was straight up about, you know, how.
Working on the campaign trail, pretty centered quite a bit, a bunch of states.
I'm always curious. What do you feel like? What do you get from that?
Oh wow! I so much hope and an America that I haven't seen. I mean, I driven across country a while back, and I, you know, I worked in Iowa, but to actually have the opportunity to talk to people and so moved by their passion, and there's a lot of independent thinkers in the middle of this country, and to see them give their time and their passion and be so vulnerable that way to want to be engaged again after not having anyone really that they trusted or spoke to them. And see thousands upon thousands of people turn out, and also thousands of volunteers from other places, and to visit those little offices and to introduce him in the beginning when he didn't have any security whatsoever. And, you know, now there's all these guys, Secret Service, traveling with him and everything. But I really want to be on the right side of history, and this is a shot that we're not going to have again in my lifetime, to have a candidate that is so morally consistent, makes decisions whose judgment proves to be true, but does it at a time when it's not popular, when it's not comfortable. A candidate who's any money from PAC, you know, Monsanto, or, you know, Super PAC, or Wall Street, or all of the farm, big farm, you know, which all the other candidates have. And those are issues that are really important to me. So to have a guy that's that consistent, that is that clean, it's just not going to happen again.
you just said on the right side of history, which is interesting to me. I think in certain quarters there's growing concern that the folks that are into Bernie Sanders have come to despise Hillary Clinton or reject Hillary Clinton, and that should she be the nominee, which is as yet undetermined, they will walk away.
That's a legitimate concern because they're very passionate and very principled. And
Is that crazy?
Well,
you know, believe in what she believes in?
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's accepted money from all those people. She doesn't even want to fight for a $15 minimum wage. So these are people that have not been, that have not come out before. So why would you think they're going to come out now for her? You know, that's,
do you really think that?
I think there's a good leader want to write. I talked to Republicans who have written him in already. You know, and they just feel like she's not authentic, that she's a liar, that they don't trust her, so what difference does it make? You know, if you're a small farmer and you're worried about fracking on your property in Idaho, they just passed a bill where they can crack on private land.
Yeah.
And you know that she's taking money from fracking. Why would you think that that's, she's going to have your back?
The corporate media pundits are baffled why so many liberal independents, progressive Bernie Sanders supporters are vowing to never support Hillary Clinton in a general election, even if it means that fallback card forever, the bully card. Because you have to remember, lesser of two evils is essentially a form of black. It is the way for the Democrats to keep coming back to the American people after failing to represent their interests, after failing to stand up to the Republicans, after betraying the American people on legislation outside of anything the Republicans are forcing them to do, such as leading in the Trans-Pacific Partnership or voting in larger numbers to enact CISA provisions back in December, which will indoctrinate Bush-type spying. They always can come back to the American people and say, we know we screwed you over six ways from Sunday, but where are you going to go? You really want Donald Trump? You're going to get that if you don't keep putting up with our abuse. And they actually are spinning a narrative right now that the reason we won't get behind Hillary and Duffel is because we are so
So, brother and sister, so please want you to remember it's purple. The purple color, the purple rain. Let the purple rain clear you every single day. That's what he left it for you, left it for us. Use the purple light, the purple rain to heal you.
Gonna feel good. Only wanna see you. See you. Can I play the guitar?